tallest building in town is that new hotel, and I can't remember the name of it right now.
The Plaza.
The Plaza? 70 stories.
Well, how do you refer just to tall buildings? What would you call
skyscrapers.
It?
Skyscrapers.
Would you really think about the Plaza and coastal states and Equitable buildings being skyscrapers?
Well, relative to other buildings in town, that would be, but I still don't think of as skyscrapers in relation to the New York skyscrapers, Chicago skyscrapers.
And what would you call the passageway between buildings and behind buildings?
Alleys.
Right. And are there any particular alleys that should be avoided in downtown Atlanta?
Not at all.
The one behind Fulton National Bank?
I've never been down in no way.
Okay. What do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and they haven't been replaced yet? Downtown, where they were, if they were to tear down the building.
I don't know. Do you want me to say urban renewal?
No. If they just tore down a building in downtown Atlanta.
Demolition area, I guess.
Okay. Well, what would you call the area after there's nothing on it?
A vacant lot.
Would you call it, let's say maybe in Decatur or Sandy Springs or somewhere where they tore down a building and they haven't replaced it yet. Would you call this a vacant lot also? Would they be the same thing, or do you distinguish between the two?
Well, I just haven't ever been forced to call them anything. So a vacant lot, usually you refer to as a vacant lot in a subdivision where somebody hasn't built a house yet, but I don't know what I'd call that. I just say that, the place where they tore down such and such a building.
How do you refer to a facility where you'd go to drink water? What do you call this?
A water fountain.
And in a park, if they had one, out in the park, would you call it a...
Still call it a water fountain.
You ever possibly have different names for it, according to if it occurs in a building or a park or...
No, I just call it a water fountain.
Okay. All right, what are some of the different kinds of cars and trucks? Not specifically the corporation names or their models, but you just call, if a car had two, a sports model, with two doors, or any different terms for types of cars?
Well, you mean like coupe or...
Yeah.
Coach or sedan? I know what that means, but I don't usually refer to them that way.
Well, did you use to?
No. I used to call them when I was a child. I'd call them four-door, two-door, or convertible. That took care of just about everything. But I think the technical terminology was coupes or coupes. Four-door sedans or two-door sedans, and club coupes.
What was a club?
Well, a club coupe was, a club coupe would really be more on the order of a Mustang. It had a full-size front area and two doors, and a back seat that was sort of for temporary or occasional use, whereas